So you are probably wondering what the hell is going on with this show. This is what we would call a bang crash episode, I think. So I'm just trying a podcast whenever I can find the time, and I'm in the garage this morning. So there will be no driving on the Faye Drivers podcast today, because we're puttering about in the garage. We've had so much happen, like we've been to Las Vegas, we've had visitors here. I've been so busy, I'm so sorry that I haven't kept up. But it's been a fun couple of weeks. Not to mention a major work transition that I just went through. I'm not going to talk about work, but, you know, we're moving things around a little bit and everyone's in an uproar at work, so it's been a bit stressful there too. So today I am just farting about, so I thought I would take you along for the ride. So there's probably going to be a fair amount of rustling going on and mic noise, and I'm sorry about that. First thing we're doing is filling up Mr. Anderson's scooter with gasoline. So I always like to start the morning off with bit of explosive vapors. So I'm doing that to keep up on my chores, because we've been traveling. So I hinted, I think, in the last show that we were going to Las Vegas. So we did go. And, you know, Las Vegas is always an experience. I don't think I'll talk about it too much today. But we were gone for 4 days. It was a work thing for Mr. Anderson's company, and so I tagged along and we had a bit of fun. And we are back. And we have recovered the animals from their respective kennels. And I think Mr. Anderson was more mentally disturbed than the dog and the cat were from the horrible experience that he saw it to be, but they survived and the family is back together once again. So Mr. Anderson and Max have been out walking a lot. Just putting my smelly gas can back together here. All right, so that's one task complete. So we've had some visitors come see us from the good old north, and it's been fun having some company around. Got to take the group out in the spy car. We managed to avoid the rain. That was the good thing. So the spy car is still nice and clean, and I'm just gonna do a bit of touching up on it this morning. And yes, so the cars are fine. They survived the absence of having their Faye driver, whom they love so much, around to look after them, but the spy car and the deliverator are fine. Okay, so I'm going to do some noisier tasks now, so I'll just check out for the moment, and we'll see you in a bit. Okay, so we are off to the races once again. I hope you're not getting a lot of rustle. Rustle, rustle, rustle. What do you call a man with no arms and no legs in a pile of leaves? Okay, oh, sorry about that. So, you're probably wondering what the hell is going on. We are now off to my favorite garage supply store to buy a heater to heat up the garage so we don't freeze our knackers off when we're working in the garage. And speaking of knackers, I'm actually trying to do up my fly while I drive down the road. So, people, if I die with my hands in my pants, It's not what it looks like. And I won't tell you what I was up to that required me to have my fly undone, but you can leave that. I'll leave that to your imagination. So we are going back to the same place that I bought the jack, which they all screwed up my jack purchase and I got the wrong thing. But I'm not complaining about that today. We are off to the races. So going there. So I have had friends in town that left this morning. I've managed to get them up and out the door and got them off and on their way back up north to snowy country. So they are gone. I had a lovely visit with a very, very old friend that I hadn't seen in, well, I saw her 6 months ago, but prior to that, it was several years ago. Now, it looks like a cat has been walking on the truck, got little bitty kitty footy prints all over the window and the hood. That darn cat. Speaking of cats and dogs, you know we have a recent new puppy in the house. He's not a puppy, he's a 3-year-old Dalmatian. And the dog, or the cat, is not too keen on the dog. So it's been a bit of an adjustment for people. Well, for cats in particular, to get used to having a dog around. So Max is the dog, and he's been doing very good. He's a very good dog, and whatever, it's a dog. So now our whole routine is upset. So had the opportunity to drive into Vancouver during rush hour yesterday. That was a lot of fun, as you can imagine. Okay, people, the lane is clear, green means go, and we're off. There we are. Very good. So, maybe I should tell you a little bit about Las Vegas after I get rid of some pushy drivers here. So, Mr. Anderson's company shipped us all off to Las Vegas because they had the Christmas party down there in Las Vegas. So, we went down there. I'm telling you, people, Las Vegas is not my kind of place. I know that sounds very bizarre, but it's too weird. It's very heterosexual, male-oriented, and it just creeps me out. I feel so bad for the women that have to work there. Working in mini, tight little skirts and legs hanging out and boobs squished into submission coming out of their dresses. And it tears at my soul to see these poor women having to work in these outfits. And I don't know, it's a crazy place. So expensive too. It's very, very expensive to eat there. So me and Mr. Anderson spent most of our time running around trying to get to shows. We went to a few mediocre shows. We got a good deal on tickets and were able to see several shows for a fairly good discount. Except you gotta run like a kangaroo all over the city to take advantage of these shows, because one show's at one casino, and then the next show, and then, you know, 4 hours later is in a different casino, so you gotta run over to the other casino, and line-ups galore, too. You line up to check into your hotel, you line up to buy tickets for the show, you line up to get into the show, you line up at the bar for drinks, which are $12. Could you imagine $12 for a highball? That is highway robbery. I don't know how people stay drunk in Las Vegas with $12 drinks. Like, I could not bring myself to pay for a $12 drink. Well, I paid for one, but then I just couldn't do it. $12 for an ounce, maybe an ounce and a half? That's ridiculous. Vodka. We're just talking vodka here, people. We're not talking, 40-year-old scotch or anything like that. Just house vodka. $12. You can buy a bottle for $12. So, it was very hard to stay drunk. Because I couldn't... between running around from show to show and eating, from restaurant to restaurant. Oh, there's a deal here. I have a coupon. All right, let's go here. You know, Mr. Anderson is such a cheapskate. Like, within reason. I mean, I agree completely in this case. But, we had to run all over the place for eating meals. And I was exhausted by the time we got back from Vegas. My God, it was hilarious. And getting through customs and, oh my God, getting scanned and pat down. It's just such a hassle to travel. I sound like a grumpy old man. I'm not going to travel anymore. I don't want to put my 2 ounces of this and 2 ounces of that. Oh, you can't take that with you, sir. Please take your shoes off. Would you please remove your belt? I'm just going to give you a pat down. It's going, oh, good, a pat down. Oh, that sounds all right to me. It wasn't very exciting, please, but really, it's not worth it. So Las Vegas was was a treat. I know I'm not making it sound very good, but we did enjoy ourselves, and we had a good time, and we had a free meal, and I'm not complaining about anything because everything was paid for by the company except for my flight, so we had a great time. And $14 a day for internet access. The place just, I don't know how people afford to go there. Just, they bleed dry. And $1.45 if you want to make a phone call out of your room. I mean, that's just highway robbery. Anyway, so, sorry, I don't want to make this sound bad. We had a great time in Vegas. I really enjoyed myself. And I was exhausted by the time we got home. Then I had to go back to work for my work week of hell. It was a week of hell at work, people. Everyone's got their tits in a knot because we're moving our offices. And as you can imagine, you don't move a 911 center at the flip of a switch. It's a fairly complex ordeal. We have radio systems and computer systems and telephone systems. And this phone's not compatible with that. And, oh my God. So it was quite a situation, and everybody at my work was operating on, the last nerve, so, but it's over, almost, another week, and we'll be all done, so work will be not as freaked out, hopefully, and people will calm down a little bit, let's hope. Anyway, so I'm not going to talk too much about that. That's basically what's been going on. Been to Vegas, had a week from hell, had some visitors. Now I am trying to just get some chores done around the house and sort of kind of relax. Just want to relax and not do anything. So I think that's what I will do. Okay, so we are here we're not quite there, but we will be within 30 seconds at our garage supply store. Oh, sorry, lady. I gotta cut you off there. Didn't mean to. So I will hang up for now. And oh my God, railroad tracks. I'll check in with you in a bit. Thank you for listening. Okay, so we are headed back to the castle. I have purchased for myself a propane heater for which to burn down the house with. So, we will be warm. Now, when working in the garage, and I'm heading back to the garage on the world's bumpiest road. to continue working on the cars. Today, the deliverator is going in to get some tires swapped around on it. I'm putting my old tires off, taking my racing tires. Sorry, putting my. Let's start again. Taking my racing tires off and putting my old crappy tires back on for winter. Because, you know, there's no need in having good tires on when you're driving around in the snow, right? You'll just wear them out. So, that's another thing that's happening today. So, a sad thing happened. It's been a couple of weeks now, but has anyone else noticed on the podcasting field that Archer's feed is now dead? So there will be no more Archer feed. So that was a little bit sad. And Larry Vader's feed is dead as well. I don't know if anybody noticed that as well. So two podcasting staples are gone. Gone, gone, gone. Because I believe Mr. Larry Vader is moving away from Charleston. Of course, I haven't heard any shows. I'm not able to listen to the live shows. And I think it's a done deal. He's going away somewhere. Not sure. Everybody's moving. Even Ricky from Foul Monkeys is moving to Chicago. So lots of exciting things happening in podcasting world. I will say one thing about Bridget from the Emergency Pants podcast and Stitching and Junk. I agree, it's great to have Amy and Bay back. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, wonder where the heck Amy and Bay are. Haven't heard from them in a long, long time. And, you know, just a couple of weeks after I was thinking that, poof, they put out an episode. That's the Grits to Glitz podcast, people. For those of you who listen to Amy and Bay, I thought of Amy when I was in Las Vegas, too. I was thinking I should try to email her at imtrappedinlasvegas@gritstoglitz.com. But I never did. I'm sure she doesn't listen to my show anyway. She wouldn't know me from Adam, but we certainly know them. And Bridget, your show, your Christmas show with Stitching and Junk was just delightful. Absolutely delightful. I very much enjoyed it. And very funny. And very laid back. And the music was terrific in it. So kudos to you for Stitching and Junk, as well as the other show, Emergency Pants. Really enjoyed listening to that. Which I actually never listened to until I got back from Vegas. I didn't even have time to listen to any podcasts, and I totally loaded up on podcasts, but I just never got to any. So anyway, kudos to all those people. Also, I am now out of the Live It Up podcast. Hunt. What's it called? Scavenger hunt. So I'm dead. Done with that. So I will not be winning the whatever it is, $110 that everyone's donated, which is fine by me. So, okay, well, you know, kids, I don't know. I think that's all I got for you. I don't want to have another 20 or 30 minute podcast because I know Guru Nudie's not going to appreciate it. So I will probably just say goodbye now here. So do take care, and I will see you next time when the Fey Driver has some other adventure to take you on. Bye-bye. Oh, P.S. thank you very much, Dale in Vancouver. I love your comments. You're my most active commenter, and I appreciate it. Okay, goodbye. Hi, Mark in Canada.